Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Thursday, the 30th of July. All back great. Andy Hayden has unfortunately passed away. Two Warriors players are banned from coming back to New Zealand. Can the Rams go all the way after finishing last? The ANZ Premiership is back in the regions. We have curling championship news and golf championship news as well. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all the important sports news. And let's kick off with that with the football and over in the A-League. Melbourne Victory lost at home to Brisbane Roar 1-2 last night. The Brisbane Roar were expected to win that one, and that win was needed to keep their finals hopes or the finals challenge alive. This evening, we have Adelaide United against Perth Glory. And that is 5th versus 6th in the table. So, again, two teams that will be hoping for finals footy. So, there'll be an important one this evening. Over in the ANZ Premiership, and round 8 starts this evening with the Tactics taking on the Stars. Down there in Horncastle Arena, Christchurch. This is the first time you've had the chance to see them since lockdown, folks, down there in Christchurch. So I hope you have got your tickets for the 7 o'clock or 7:05 start this evening. Tactics set there now currently in third place, just 1 point behind the Northern Mystics in second place. So look, they're going well as well. So folks, get down there for that. I'm going to hand you over now to Stephen, who's going to take us through our birthdays.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning, everybody tuning into New Zealand Sport Radio and birthdays. So today, an Australian-born New Zealand cricket international, a New Zealand-born Irish rugby international, and finally, a 1978 Grand Slam All Black, and that's where we start. No, we don't start there. We, in fact, start with Dean Brownlee, born this day, the 30th of July, 1984, is an Australian-born international New Zealand cricketer currently playing for Northern Districts cricket team in New Zealand domestic cricket. He has represented the New Zealand national cricket team in all three of formats, qualifying to represent the team by way of his father's birthplace. Moving to the oval ball game, Ross Nesdale, born this day, the 30th of July, 1969, is a New Zealand-born retired Irish rugby union footballer who played as a hooker. Nesdale won 13 caps for Ireland between 97 and 99 and was part of the squad at the 1999 Rugby World Cup, where he played in two matches. He made his Ireland debut on the 1st of February 1997 against Wales and Cardiff, and he played his last match against Romania on the 15th of October 1999. He played for the Newcastle Falcons between 97 and 2001 and retired in 2001. And finally, Brad Johnston, born this day, the 30th of July 1950, is a former New Zealand rugby union footballer and currently the president of the North Shore Rugby Football Club. He used to play as a prop. He first played for Auckland in 1971 and went on to play 122 matches for them, including captaining them between 77 and 81. Johnston had 13 caps for the All Blacks between 76 and 79, scoring 2 tries, 8 points in aggregate. During the 1978 Rugby Union Tour of Britain and Ireland, he completed a Grand Slam with the Four Nations. And that's it for birthdays today, Paul. But Brad Johnston, he was a former teammate of Andy Hayden, and very much around about the same vintage, or the same age, I should say. Brad, 69 today, and unfortunately, you're about to mention to us the passing of Andy Hayden as well. Very, very sad.
Yes, we are. Andy Hayden has unfortunately passed away due to cancer yesterday, and here's a guy who played 117 games for the All Blacks, including 41 tests. He captained his country 8 times as well. So clearly, a player that I'll be honest, I have no recollection of, but an All Black great who played a lot of, back in the day when the All Blacks played a lot of games that weren't just test matches, and also he played a lot of games and also captained the Auckland side. Stephen, you'll remember him in a way that, that I don't, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the real sort of modern locks who was a very good jumper in his own right, over 2 meters, big man, but also quite mobile as well. And rightly said, 117 matches and 41 tests for the All Blacks between 72 and 85, and he's considered one of the greats of the games. He also captained the All Blacks on 8 occasions. He outside rugby, or before I get to that part as well, very well respected in Auckland rugby circles as well. The images of him holding the Ranfurly Shield in 1985 after he captained Auckland to that famous Shield victory against Canterbury down in Christchurch. A lot of those images around. A very, very tough customer as well. A true story, this. The great Sean Fitzpatrick, as a young pup turning up to an Auckland training for the very first time, not getting his line-out throw straight after a couple of throws into the line-out, was pretty much told to go away and practice his line-out throwing before he could play at that level. So he didn't suffer fools or anything like that, called it as it is. You know, other things he was basically doing, he was also an agent for various celebrities as well, including Rachel Hunter, and he was given the honorary position of the Rugby World Cup ambassador in 2010. And just finally, Paul, me oku whakaro ki te whānau o Andy Hayden, moi mārā, haere haere koutoura. Very much a case of rest in peace, big man, gone too soon. Back to you, Paul.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Yes, going down to the Highlanders, and whilst there's been pressure on the Highlanders to name the 7 players who were involved in a late night party in Queenstown, they're refusing to do so. Ash Dixon said, look, they've been put in their place on Monday, that also the older players will be supporting the players to learn from the experience, and that, look, this is not acceptable from them. And I think that's probably the right way to deal with this, whilst the media do want to have the names, because hey, that would be good for them to write more articles. Perhaps a better way is to make sure they've been so they fully understand that the leader was wrong, and then help them learn how to behave better in future. I think it's a much more sensible way to go about this, even that if that doesn't fit in with the modern media way of dealing with things. And now, don't forget to join us on Friday evening at 8 p.m, where we'll be previewing all of the Super Rugby action here on New Zealand Sports Radio. Also, you can listen to us on the go. Just download the podcast via iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Acast. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio. I'm going to hand you back to Stephen now, who's going to take us through our NRL update.
little bit happening in league news this morning. Warriors players may struggle to get back in to New Zealand. Some news of some possible NRL closures. And the Canberra Raiders pair of Josh Papali and Joe Tapani have to basically wait to see if they are cleared after not failing to have vaccine tests, beg your pardon. But I'll start with that Warriors story. As two Warriors players, including one of their biggest stars, have reportedly been banned from entering New Zealand once the NRL season concludes. News reports say that Eliasa Katoa and Seletino Ravutaumara won't be able to get back into the country under government's strict COVID-19 border regulations, as neither are New Zealand citizens. Katoa has been a leading light in a dire season for the Warriors, is Tongan, and Ravutaumara from Fiji. Non-New Zealand citizens are unable to enter the country, and the players who have lived in New Zealand for a number of years have been in the country on work visas. The pairs were given exemptions by the Australian Border Force to travel to Australia, where the Warriors have been based since the NRL resumption in May. And speaking of the NRL will be allowed to continue to fly back and forth across the Queensland border, despite the state's premier enforcing strict lockdown laws again on Wednesday. The game faced a nervous few hours after Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk announced that she was banning anyone from Greater Sydney to enter the Sunshine State, effective immediately. But the NRL had existing exemptions in place and will be allowed to continue playing in Queensland. Now, speaking of exemptions, Canberra pair Josh Papali and Joe Tapani are waiting to see if the Queensland government will allow them to play without getting a flu shot. The pair have so far refused vaccine, and the Queensland government may yet block them into the state. Paperwork has been lodged with the NRL, and the Raiders are waiting for the Cowboys. Josh Maguire has been suspended for a five crusher tackle on Manly 5'8 Cade Cust, while young half Dadran Asi has been ruled out with a knee injury. Mitchell Dunn moves into the halves, and Francis Muller into the starting props. So a little bit of extra news. Now, don't forget, tonight it's the start of round 12, beg your pardon, in the NRL, and it's the Dragons taking on the Rabbitohs at Nestra Jubilee Stadium in Sydney. That kickoff tonight is at 9:50 p.m. So we've pretty much got two teams that are outside the top eight, 10th versus 11th, go out and battle tonight. So important, one of those teams takes the win to stay in touch with the eight. And that's our league news this morning. Paul, everybody have a great day, and I'll see you again tomorrow morning on New Zealand Sport Radio.
Thank you very much, Stephen, for that update. Moving on then to the Sals NBL, and we had the last elimination games last night. The Auckland Huskies, who finished third in the table, took on the Canterbury Rams, who finished last, and the Auckland Huskies lost 84 to 98. The Rams seem to have come into form at just the right part of the season. Marina Hoho-Le'afa led the Auckland Huskies with 39 points. He was supported by Henry and Smith Milner, who got over in store figures, but the rest of the players, I mean, they were getting 2 and 4 points. So really, it was just those three players. They didn't get support from the rest of the squad. Whereas the Canterbury Rams had 6 players that made it in to double figures. Webley leading the way with 21 points there, and Giluli helping on the defensive side with 12 rebounds, meaning that the Canterbury Rams rebounded better than the Auckland Huskies, and that led them to their victory last night. In the second game last night, the Taranaki Mountain Airs beat the Franklin Bulls 99-90, in that one, the Taranaki Mountain Airs finished above the Franklin Bulls in the table, so that, this was fourth versus fifth. Jones led the way for the Taranaki Mountaineers with 31 points, and Rakua got 28 points. So two big scoring players there. Kiman Poto got 31 points as well, and Davidson got 24 points, but it wasn't enough for the Franklin Bulls, and the Taranaki Mountaineers will go through to the semi-finals. That now means that the semi-finals will be, as I'm searching around for it because it's disappeared, will be between the Otago Nuggets taking on the Canterbury Rams. So top of the table versus bottom of the table, and the Manawatu Jets taking on the Taranaki Mountaineers. And that will be happening tonight. The first game starting at 5:30 and the second game at 7:30. The Canterbury Rams, remember, they started the season with three wins and then had a run of 10 losses, and then they've won their last game round the season. They've won two games this week already. So, yeah, the Rams, fatigue might be taking place, but otherwise they are suddenly, I say, they've just found form, so it could be dangerous for the Otago Nuggets there. Moving on then, in the curling, the New Zealand National Championships kick off today down there in the at Nisby in the South Island. There are four teams in the women's event and seven teams in the men's event. And that takes place between today through to the 2nd of August, and we'll bring you updates as to who is going well in that one. Also, entries have opened for the New Zealand Mixed Doubles Championships. This was postponed from earlier in the year. It's now going to take place in September, from the 17th to the 20th of September. So that's the next. So that's the West Valley when the Mixed Doubles Championship will be taking place. Moving on to the golf and the US Open, which is taking place in September as well, has announced that it will be played without spectators. It's been moved from its original slot in June. No decision yet has been made about the Masters at Augusta, which will take place in early November this year. So we'll see how that says. So the Open has decided, or the US Open has decided, to play with no fans. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all of the important sports news here on New Zealand Sports Radio. Don't forget, you can join us at 7 a.m. every single morning for the morning sports briefing. We are a multi-platform news show. Not only are we on, you can get us on our Facebook page, but we're also on YouTube and Twitter, broadcast live across those three platforms, and you can catch up on the recording via our podcast if you want to listen to us on your commute to work, or while you're doing your gardening, or whilst you're doing anything else. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on Acast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and as Aaron says in the live chat, he would love to try out curling one day. Well, I'll put you in touch, Aaron, with how you can do that. They do have public evenings when you can just go along and give it a go. So everyone have a great Thursday, and don't forget, this evening we have Swinging from the Hip at 8 p.m. your weekly cricket fix.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.